The concept of using lowest price technically acceptable to buy products and services isn't new. It's right there in the federal acquisition regulations under Part 15.1. But increasingly, vendors say agencies are using LPTA the wrong way. Stan Soloway is a former Defense Department acquisition official and now president of the Professional Services Council and Industry Association.
If you went out amongst the hundreds of companies that we represent and asked them what the number one concern about how the government is buying today, they'd say it's the misapplication of low-price technically acceptable acquisitions. That's not to say that you don't ever use it. Clearly, in a commodity environment where most of the different options are the same, price becomes the principal determinant, and so it makes a lot of sense. But we've seen it spread much broader than that, to the point where we see contracts for audit preparation, which is complex financial systems work to help agencies get ready for federal audit, which is, as everybody knows, our federal financial systems are not very good. This is complicated stuff coming out low price, technically acceptable, and oh, by the way, in some cases, not even no accounting experience required. We see it across the board in every kind of category.
It's not just anecdotal evidence from companies upset about tighter budgets and a more stringent focus on cost. Gavini, a government market research firm, found in exclusive research for Federal News Radio, the number of solicitations and awards calling for LPTA have skyrocketed since 2009. Gavini examined solicitations and awards that specifically call out lowest price technically acceptable. In 2009, for instance, agencies issued 3,165 solicitations and made 1,014 awards. By 2013, agencies' use of LPTA shot way up, issuing 4,230 solicitations and making 2,166 awards that call for the use of a lowest price technically acceptable. And not all of the fiscal 2013 data is in, so both those figures are expected to rise. Centurion Research Solutions and Market Connections also analyzed federal procurement stats and found agencies were applying LPTA to IT and telecommunication services at a higher rate per opportunity than any other product or service. Fritzi Serafin is the Vice President for Research Services for Centurion Research.
Information technology and telecommunications had a multitude of opportunities, so the ratio was high at 6.1 because the value was lower spread across all products and services.
Centurion and Market Connections also found DOD is the biggest user of LPTA. The Transportation Command, the Navy, and the Army are leading the way. Vendors say part of the reason for the push to use LPTA is the budget pressures under sequestration. They also say agencies believe using lowest price technically acceptable is easier to defend in the case of a bid protest. P.V. Pavada is Group Vice President for Civilian Agencies at Unisys.
Some of the contracting officers were taking easy way out of the competitions and just lowering the bar for the requirements so that, you know, many people can meet the technical requirements and then just kind of decide on the price alone. I mean, that has been the trend, and pendulum has swung too far. I mean, over a period of time, you'll see the pendulum swing the other way because they got to realize that they're really not getting what they're really intending to get through this.
Pavada says contracting officers will realize LPTA is having a negative impact on their mission. He says that will force them to rethink the use of this approach. Allison Kidd is the Executive Vice President of Sales for Foreground Security. She says Foreground is seeing LPTA for cyber services, which by no means is a commodity.
We've actually had bids that have come out that will specify in them that we are looking for the lowest price technically acceptable solution. And in those instances, we really have to carefully evaluate whether or not we really want to pursue going after that business. If really what the government's looking for is just something to meet the status quo, is that where we want to be as a company over a period of time? We have also seen contracts come out where they don't specify that it's going to be LPTA, but you can read between the lines and you can see that that's specifically what they're looking for. And or you get through the process and you start to get into the negotiations and you can feel, based upon the line of questioning that you're getting towards the end of kind of the award cycle, that it's really going to depend on overall on your price and your labor categories and not really on what you're bringing to the table in terms of your innovation.
Kidd adds, too often the government is sacrificing long-term capabilities for short-term savings.
There has always been the concept of value, but in those cases, you're looking at evaluating more than just the cost and the technically acceptable solution. You're actually looking at multiple factors within the evaluation criteria. You're looking at things like the innovation, the risk and performance, the expertise that you're bringing to the table. There are multiple things that are looking to build the value of that specific contract that you're bidding on. With LPTA, it's black or white. You either pass or fail. There is no way in which to kind of show this that specific agency that, you know, we've sat down and we've thought about what you provided in terms of what you're looking for as a solution. And we've got some really innovative ways that we feel we can drive costs down.
Despite this evidence, both real and anecdotal, federal officials say contracting officers are not being instructed to use LPTA, and it's not a part of a large percentage of procurements. Shay Assad is the director of defense pricing. He tells Federal Drive anchor Tom Temin that he's never recommended the use of LPTA.
I don't see where this is prevalent. Now, where we know that one particular service has been using a best value technique where they use LPTA techniques and combine it with past performance. And so what they're willing to say is, hey, look, if you've got better past performance than somebody else, I'll pay you more. But if you don't, we're probably going to go to the low guy. So it makes sense in some cases, but I got to tell you, Tom, in the overall context of what we buy and how we buy it, it's peanuts in terms of what the amount of money we spend and using that technique.
Assad says DOD is doing a better job of defining what the military is willing to pay for extra technical expertise. He says that is a big change for DOD.
Best value and buying what's best for the warfighters and the taxpayers, that's where our head's at. We're going to use the technique that makes the most sense. And in the vast majority of what we do, well over 95-98% of the things we buy are bought with techniques that are just follow those tenets.
Assad's boss, Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, said recently at a conference that for DOD, it all comes back to the concept of should cost and the ability to better define the requirements. He says DOD needs to improve how they write requirements, especially for services.
There's an art to writing a good requirement. You know, it needs to be clear. It needs to be something you can translate into something that goes on contract and that you can measure and understand performance and associate cost with. And it's not an easy thing to do.
Kendall says LPTA should only be used when the contracting officer can define what they are buying.
For it to apply, you really need a couple of things. You need an objective measure, you know, of what technically acceptable is, so you can define it. It also needs to be related to cost and really all that you want. And the example I tend to give is I want somebody to cut my grass every 2 weeks. I want them to cut it to a certain height. That's a very measurable thing, and I just want the cheapest guy who's going to come cut my grass every 2 weeks to a certain standard. I can define that. So I can do an LPTA for that kind of a business deal. But if I want to hire somebody to give me the best possible advice on how to design a weapon system, that's a little different thing, and it's much more subjective. It's much harder to measure. So if you're hiring somebody to do that sort of work, then best value of some type is probably, with some subjective judgment probably, is probably a better way to go.
While DOD has been out in front using LPTA, civilian agencies are starting to catch up. Centurion Research and Market Connections found the Veterans Affairs Department spent more than $4 billion through LPTA last year. Leslie Field is the Deputy Administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. She says LPTA can be an efficient tool when used properly, but it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
So we're also keeping our eyes open and our ears to the ground with the Chief Acquisition Officers Council and the Frontline Forum. And so, you know, based on some of the concerns that we've heard, we certainly will use those groups to make sure that the message is getting out there, that they're being used appropriately, that the contracting officers have the tools that they need so that it is not a race to the bottom. We want to make sure that they are being used appropriately and can help us get the value and get the goods and services that we need.
Field says agencies should talk to vendors early in the acquisition process to make sure the strategy to buy the goods or services is most appropriate. But PSC Soloway says the lack of education by DOD and OFPP is part of the problem.
The pendulum probably has swung pretty close to the far edge because you start hearing leadership more frequently talk about recognizing they have a problem and needing to address it. That doesn't mean it's going to come back suddenly. It didn't get to the edge suddenly either. This is not a 3-month thing that's all of a sudden, hey, well, let's do this LPTA thing. It's been building over time. So I think that we've got a lot of work to do, and it's going to take a while to get things back on track. And it also has to do with how we develop the workforce and the skills and the empowerment given to the workforce to make good business judgments, again, in concert with the customer.
Soloway says agencies and vendors will need to define what commodity IT really means. He said a few years ago, a mobile app wasn't considered a commodity IT, but now it is. He says the fact that technology and services change quickly also argues for agencies to get away from using LPTA in these markets. Soloway says agencies need to leave their options open so they can keep up with the pace of change, something they can't do when they use lowest price technically acceptable today. In Washington, Jason Miller, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.